This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Last night, the Edwardsville High School girls flag football team played in the program's first ever game hosting Muscoota High School. Girls flag football became an official high school sport in Illinois just last year. 60 schools joining the sport this year. There's more than 200 teams. And with me on the line this morning, I have two members of that Edwardsville squad, Adara Martin and Sophie Shapiro, and Athletic Director Amy Boscolo. Thank you all for joining me this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Amy, I'll start with you. What do you think has led to the growing interest in girls flag football?
I think it's just another opportunity for young women to get out there and to do something real special in an athletic field. I think that flag football is it's just real exciting. Football always generates so much energy, so many athletes, so many players. It just really brings communities together, and to have this opportunity for our young women is fantastic. We're very excited.
Adara, am I pronouncing your name right, or is it Adara?
It's Adara.
Adara, I apologize for that. Tell me, what do you love about the sport?
I love just being able to go out there and perform well with my teammates. I love the way that we are coached on the field, how everything is very broken down to us, even though we are all very new to the sport.
Sophie, for you, you know, this is flag football, but how physical is it really?
It can get physical. It's definitely not as physical as some other sports like soccer or basketball. And so my first game, everyone seems to be very respectful.
Amy, what do you think playing a sport like flag football does for these female athletes? What do you think it teaches them?
I think it's like any other athletic competition. I mean, for the girls now, this is a sport that is so new. We're used to watching maybe our brothers or our dads and our family members playing tackle. So for our girls, it's really a lot of similar strategies and plays and plans, and they're really starting to understand the game a little bit deeper. And it's just been a lot of fun. As the girl said, like, it's been a learning experience with rules and regulations and what does that look like. We've had so many meetings with officials and bringing them into our practices to explain what the rules look like, how we're going to get penalized, how we're going to score, different things like that. It's just giving them a knowledge base that they haven't had before, and it's been really fun to watch.
Adara, how did the game go last night?
It went amazing. It went great.
What was the score?
40-0.
In favor of your team?
Yes, ma'am.
Phenomenal. So, Sophie, when you look at your team, what do you think your strengths are right now?
Honestly, team chemistry. Everyone works so well with each other. We're all friends on the field and off the field. Our coaches are amazing. And the sport is just really fun to play. Like, it's just so fun.
So, I love the couple of things that you have both keyed in on. And Amy, I want to ask you about this. You know, these young ladies mentioned teamwork
and fun. How important is that when you are trying to launch a team, especially for female athletes?
When this is credit absolutely goes to our coaching staff. Our coaching staff has worked really hard together to just really build that team camaraderie. Our head coach, Taylor Hay, is an Edwardsville graduate. She's been playing with the St. Louis Slam for the last 16 years. She was a soccer player when she was here at Edwardsville. She played soccer in college. And so Taylor really understands what it means to be a member of a team and then to build that culture. The beauty of, you know, her with her assistant coach, Chad Morris, is they work together so well that they've brought on some volunteers to help out. It's been great. And their chemistry then spills over to the girls. What we saw is we have a lot of athletes coming from our basketball program, our soccer program, our softball program, our track and field program, and then girls, our wrestling program, and then also girls that have never played a sport before, ever. These girls really didn't know each other. We're a large school, and when they came in, they all started to realize the talents across the just all of our programs, and it's just been really beautiful to watch them grow as a team, and just their excitement and even their growth from their scrimmage last week to this week has been phenomenal. I'm really proud of them, and I'm just happy to see where they go.
This is for Adara or Sophie. You know, either one of you, you know, obviously there's a huge football presence for boys teams. What's this like for you as young ladies to break into this sport?
I've always loved going to football games, and I've never been in a sport with such a large student section before. It was honestly, it felt so good to be recognized and appreciated by my school just as any boys sport would. It was so high energy last night, and it really felt good.
Amy, do you know if there are any opportunities beyond high school for women who play flag football? I'm thinking, you know, could this be a pathway to college for some of these students?
Yes, this is definitely an up-and-coming college sport. There are scholarships going out for flag at this point in time. There's scholarships going out all the time for flag. Even right now, it's going to be an Olympic sport. This is the next level. It's the next step. And so I'm excited to see where our girls go. I think some of them really found a passion in flag, where some of them are like, this is probably my favorite sport I've ever played in my whole life.
Where do you see this going, you know, when it comes to within your school? I don't know how big your squad is or how much interest you've had, you know, but what do you think of the future of this sport in Edwardsville?
We will continue to grow. This program for me it's the first program I've actually started from start to finish as an athletic director, from interest surveys to getting it board approved, to hiring coaches, to really just watching everything. So last night was super special to watch the girls take the field, and it just felt really amazing to watch the 2 years of planning finally come to fruition. This isn't stopping. The amount of camps that are open for young girls, the amount of camps in our area that are continuing to open for young girls. And when I say young girls, I'm talking like first grade and up. This is going to build, and it's going to build within our conference, within our area, and across the state. This is it's going to be something big.
That is Edwardsville High School Athletic Director Amy Boscolo and Adara Martin and Sophie Shapiro, members of that team. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us this morning here on KMOX.
Thank you.
And I'm sure you can check out their website if you want to go catch some games. We've got some other area teams that are part of that league in Illinois as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.